Across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Virginie Shonta.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And good afternoon to you. My guest today is Debbie Baxter. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, Virginie. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. I'm outdoors painting.
Oh, how are you? But is it raining? Where are you?
Well, I'm very lucky. I'm at Wanderbury Country Park, and they have a very nice tent set up. Not for me, I might add, but I am using it. They use it for the children activities that they do at Wanderbury Country Park, and I'm sort of in their sort of stable area, and they've got a lovely tent set up. So I'm sitting under the tent, painting to my heart's content.
Excellent. So, Debbie, to our listener, can you tell us, you are an artist, you are a treescape artist. What is a treescape artist?
I think I made that word up.
Which is nice.
So rather than a landscape artist, my focus is on the trees. And it will look like a landscape, but the focus is on the trees, and it always has been. So right from the beginning, I've been sort of painting trees that were upward looking, but I ended up getting a crick in my neck, so I thought I'd better come back down to earth. And I do lots of sort of focus on specific trees or trees that are in the landscape, and you know, things like magnolia and beech trees and oak trees and everything. I'm sort of obsessed by trees.
So what is your background? What study did you do? And where, actually?
Well, my mother was a full-time wildlife artist.
Yeah, I know. Daphne Baxter. You've got some heritage there, then.
I have. And, you know, I remember sort of her being... She has this beautiful garden right in the middle of woodlands. And I used to sort of sit in her studio while she painted. And she painted meticulously, very, very detailed, beautiful wildlife, sort of British wildlife. And I sort of just got the bug, I guess. I didn't always do it. I went off and did other things. And now I've come back to it in the last 10 years. I've done it professionally now for the last 5 years. I've just been really heavily focused on it.
And when did you study art?
I did do a little bit of study, but most of my training has come from personal sort of interaction from other artists. So Daniel Samuels was a massive influence in my life, who was a classical Greek mythological classical painter, which was extraordinary.
Yeah,
so I had this massively weird combination of one was a wildlife artist and the other one was a sort of a mystery or spiritual artist that was really focused on mythology. And then I went to live in Indonesia for about 8 years.
I was going to ask you that question because I bet the color and everything was probably really different. So it could give you some inspiration there.
Oh, totally vivid. And the trees are beautiful there as well. So I started when I was back in Indonesia. I always knew I'd come back to start to paint, but I came back really in Indonesia, where the colours, I mean, you literally have a cerulean blue and pull it straight out of the tube and stick it on the canvas. It's that vibrant. And I had, when I came back to England, I had to calm my palate down a bit.
Especially a day like today.
Yeah, a bit different today.
So I bet I know your mother actually has her painting in an exhibition in the Mall Galleries and in Harrods as well. That must be a big thing for you, as you know, young lady or teenager, having your mum, you know, having her painting exposed and everything. So give you some inspiration, I bet.
Oh, she just blew me away. I don't know how she works. Well, she did. She doesn't paint anymore. She's 90, 91 now. Mm-hmm. But she you know, she was just formidable. I don't know how she did it. She was always worked really hard. She had this huge garden she had to look after, and she had a part-time job, and she painted. And she just had an extraordinary amount of production. I mean, she painted all the time and was always moving forward. She just blew me away. I was always very impressed with what she was doing. I always had my eye on her.
So at the moment, you are teaching for 4 weeks. Where the ideas of teaching came from?
I love teaching. I absolutely love it. I really like getting people inspired and getting them in touch with their creativity. And finding ways to do that that reaches them. So it's very personal sort of connection that I have. So I'll teach at Heald's Road, which is the adult educational class in Cambridge, and I have about 16 students. But they're not allowed to copy me. And I give very few demonstrations. I work really closely with each individual. So I get where they're going, and then I work with them to sort of get in touch with their own creativity. And now here at Wonderbury, what we're doing is really working with the nature. So using the nature to be the teacher rather than, you know, me just giving them technique. I mean, I'll give them techniques, but we're really sort of engaging in the nature and getting them to sort of connect with it. And Wonderbury is such a great place for that, really is.
Yeah, you are the best place actually to do that. And do you have a target student? Do you teach to all sort of any ages or
any age? I have taught previously to children, and I am absolutely happy teaching any age group. And for me, it's all individual. Mm-hmm. So it's literally the student will somehow I'll find a way to work with them to really set them on fire. And that's what I'm really interested in, is getting them to just connect. Mm-hmm. And then that's it. I'm really happy then.
Mm-hmm. That's excellent. So it is a 4 weeks at the moment, 4 weeks courses. So what they will learn exactly through the 4 weeks?
So on the 4 week course, we're looking at colour, composition, and a little bit of technique, and the last will be for them to find somewhere where they can feel they can sit and paint for a long time. So I'm just giving them basic technique, but I'm working very close with them to sort of just get engaged, because it's a very new thing. And when you think about it, if you're sitting outside, you're seeing a picture in front of you, but if you're looking at a photograph, you're seeing quite a small portion of what you might see if you were sitting outside. So in effect, if you think about it, you can sort of see about 180 degrees crosswise vision and up and down. So you have a huge amount of information that's being thrown at you while you're outside. So the idea is to teach you how to focus and to focus on what is relevant, because you can get overwhelmed with the subject matter otherwise.
Oh, I see. So are you on the first week, though, here? Or the second week already?
We're just on the second week. And we've really worked on sort of mark making. So it's really about, you know, we've done a little bit of watercolour, and now we've gone on to acrylic on the second session. Just because I can see the students I have would suit them better to be with acrylic, because acrylic is a different technique. And I can see that they'd have more fun if they did acrylic, and they get more engaged with it.
Mm. And do you plan to do that regularly? Because I bet, you know, if our listener want to join it, it's probably too late. But do you plan to do that again?
Yeah, we're doing 3 days in August. And towards the end of August, we're doing a 5 week course. And people can join up for that, and they can connect with me on my email address. Do you want me to give my email address?
I would love that. I was going to ask,
great.
Actually.
That's
yes,
fantastic.
Definitely. Tell us.
Okay, so it's debbiebaxterart@yahoo.co.uk. That's debbiebaxterart@yahoo.co.uk. And they can write to me and I'll give them the dates and the information and the equipment list and the cost, and we can go from there.
Oh, brilliant.
It's worth saying that a percentage goes to the park, Wanderbury Country Park, which is really, really valuable because it's such a phenomenal charity, past, present and future, and they do so much for the environment, not just the fact that we can come here and have, you know, just have this beautiful playground to sort of just walk around in and bring your dogs, and it's just so free for all. It's such a lovely, lovely place to be. But they really do lots of different activities that just are so inspiring and so give you so much information about the nature around you. It's wonderful what they do.
Yeah, definitely. And Debbie, actually, you just published a poetry and painting book. I want to know everything about it. Tell me more.
Well, it was so exciting because I've been painting for a while, and then out of the blue, I get the call from the BBC Countryfile, and they asked me would it be okay if they could do a piece on me for their Cambridge edition of Countryfile, and I brought them here to Wanderbury, and I was painting the Beechtree Avenue, which is a very long avenue of trees. Very straight, very long, and a beautiful place to sort of paint because the light comes through the trees and the trees are very straight and it just looks like this perfect corridor. And so I was painting that piece, quite a large piece, and they were filming me, and Anita Rani was asking me why I paint trees, you know, it was a really lovely sort of interaction with them. And then after I'd painted it, I showed a friend who's really, really, who's an author, who's very, very good with words, Gary Nelson. And I showed him the painting, and I finished the painting on the 11th of November, which was, you know, the commemoration of the end of the Second World War.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, give me a sec. And he went off and he came back. I mean, it was a bit more than a second, but he came back with the Remembrance Avenue poem, which is in the book. And that started the ball rolling. And I said to him, let's do a book. I'll give you all my images and let's find words that represent the sentiment of how I feel while I'm painting. And he's really, really, he's such a brilliant wordsmith. And I still read the poems and I still get the hair standing up on the back of my neck because he's just a very, very sweet, simple way of connecting with everything that I've asked him and spoken to him about the trees.
And then, Debbie, can you tell me really quickly, because I have to do the travel update.
For sure.
No worries. So the book, our listener can find the book at Waterstone. And then also, if they find, if they buy the book from you, through you, you can have plant more trees in Britain. What is this all about?
Right. Thank you. Thank you so much for asking. So every book that's sold from my website, which is www.artdkbaxter.com, that's artdkbaxter.com, all of the profits that we make from the book will go to the Tree Charter, which is the formidable charity that is planting trees all across Britain, and of course it's working hand in hand with the Woodland Trust. So all our profits will go to that. If you buy from Waterstones, unfortunately, it won't go. But if you buy directly from my website, artdkbaxter.com, all the profits will go to the Tree Charter.
Which is absolutely brilliant. Debbie Baxter, thank you so much. I give you email again, debbiebaxterart@yahoo.co.uk. Thank you very much for being on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.